This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's winter in southern Arizona, from the low deserts to all those life zones, you know, that ascend the sky islands, the grasslands, the woodlands, the coniferous forest. It's winter, and at our place, in a very shrubby grassland, that's not really a life zone. It's our life zone. It means cold. It means dark mornings. And now, you know, of course, after the solstice, early evening light is sneaking in. And there are things you can count on, especially if you've lived in an area for a while, like Ms. Mosquitie and I have. And there are things you can sort of expect. Some things are simple but very pleasing, like changing your clothing to match the season. Dig out that favorite jacket. When I dug my favorite jacket out recently, Ms. Mosquitie said maybe I should get a new one. Hey, it's just getting broken in. And I'm looking at that jacket thinking, you know, as old as I am, maybe this is my last jacket. Okay. Back to these wonderful things. Sandhill cranes arrive in the Sulphur Springs Valley. And their 2-million-year-old voices fill fields and skies. White-crowned sparrows, arrive, and they are abundant. There's a plethora of white-crowned sparrows. Mule deer are in rut right now in the grassland. Cuckoo bucks, crazy bucks pursuing does, as many does as possible. Another personal sort of favorite pleasing thing we do is get firewood. And that's a good one, because getting firewood means getting out. Leaving our place and going into the hills and getting out means seeing stuff, critters, plants, and coming home with a load of wood and stories. So we go to Madrean woodlands, you know, and we gather oak and juniper. Oh, we see wild turkeys, quadrumundis, white-tailed deer, and I know I want to tell you about this, a very cool squirrel we see in the woodlands, and even higher if we're in a coniferous mood. This squirrel has these common names: Mexican fox squirrel, Apache fox squirrel, Chiricahua mountain squirrel, Nayarit squirrel. I like the Apache fox squirrel name. But in America, this squirrel is only found in the Chiricahua Mountains. But it ranges south into Mexico, as far south as Nayarit, okay, into the Sierra Madre. It's the only tree squirrel in the Chiricahua Mountains. Oh, and it's such a pretty squirrel. It's a rusty orange color to the orange chin, orange chest, orange tummy, some rusty orange on its gray tail. So it's a pretty cool-looking squirrel. If you're into squirrels, this is a very cool-looking squirrel. And what's neat is they're active year-round. They don't spend a lot of time stashing food for the winter, so they're always out and about, on the ground, up in the trees, and busy. You know, one afternoon in this gamble oak and ponderosa pine forest woodland, chewed up cones were falling from a ponderosa pine, and we watched an Apache fox squirrel eat green cones like corn on the cob and drop them 30 feet to the ground. And so many times we've seen these Apache fox squirrels gathering food on the ground, from wild raspberries to acorns. Scientific name, I knew you want to know that, Sciurus, Latin for squirrel, Nayaritensis, means that's where they're from, Nayarit. They're a rodent, Rodentia, you knew that. Nayaritensis, because they were first described in Nayarit, Mexico, and of course they range northward from Nayarit all the way up to southeastern Arizona, to the Chiricahuas. A beautiful critter, a beautiful squirrel, seen in the borderlands when you get out, getting out in the borderlands, because the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.